Hello, and welcome to another episode of Positive Charge. Thank you for coming and listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. But before we get started, I would like to say that if you would like to follow us on any social media, please follow us at positive_charge_podcast on Facebook and Instagram. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, please follow us at positivechargep. Thank you and enjoy the episode.
Hello, I'm Jada Sleet and I'm a senior at Reedy High School. Ever since I was very young, I always pushed myself to be the best version of myself. My drive has definitely been derived from my parents. They have their own business that has supported a busy family of 7 and now 8 that my grandmother lives with us. It has allowed my family to live in California for almost 9 years, move to Frisco, Texas, in which we've been here for about 5 years now, and send my 2 older sisters and very soon me to Baylor University. It has also allowed us to support each of our individual activities, if you can even imagine how crazy that is. Though they've had so many successes and blessings, owning a business is a very difficult and stressful task. There's no provided insurance, breaks, nor vacations. You have to be your own boss. However, they're doing what they love. I ask them so often when I see them stressed if they're happy with the business, and every time they respond positively that this is what they want to do. So, my characteristic of being a hardworking person is from my parents. I feel like I need to literally pay them back because it is unbelievable how much they've done and sacrificed for me. Another big part of me is that I'm an optimistic person. That's something that's just simply in my nature. You'll almost always see me smiling or laughing. Being positive just makes life better. I'm very happy and blessed to say that I've had a happy childhood, that I have a loving family, I have food to eat, a roof over my head, that I'm receiving a great education, and that I live in a safe community. Even within all of that, I've had hard times, very difficult moments in my life. Life in general is harsh, and I believe that everyone, no matter where you come from or your family history, goes through hardship. However, the only way that situations get better is to stay positive. Being negative in a horrible situation simply makes it worse. And I don't mean to literally be smiling or joking in all horrible situations, but to have a positive and attentive mindset. Instead of complaining about the situation and being down, think of solutions. Instead of saying, "Ugh, this sucks, I can't do this," say, "It's going to be okay. I can do this," or "take this path." Something like that. If you're in a tight spot, it's not forever. It may be a couple of hours, months, or even years, but everyone has the potential to better the situation, no matter what. I've always carried this aspect with me through everything. Everyone can acknowledge that the world is a nasty place, just as much as it's amazing. There are horrible people in the world who just want to do wrong. There is not one day that goes by that I don't hear about a tragedy. People being shot, killed, murdered, abused, discriminated against, oppressed, abandoned, cheated, hurt, and so on. Even if I don't know the person, I want to fight for them as a fellow human being. I do believe that it could be a better place, but only if it is a collective effort. To provide an example, my father has told me so many stories of the hardships of being an African-American male in America. Teachers have told him, that he would never amount to anything, that he wouldn't make it because he's black. Teachers have told him this. People have physically hurt him, bullied him, and threatened to kill him simply because of his skin color. But none of this has stopped him. It was a very scary and hard course of life, but it didn't faze his drive. That's just one story out of the many that I've been exposed to and affected by, but each one motivates me even more to promote equality, justice, and respect for everyone, no matter their skin color, gender, sexual orientation, or anything. Every individual has their own personality, traits, skills, and uniqueness. This is what drives production, success, ideas, love, and so much more. Now hear this. Diversity. So important. The world is naturally diverse with so many different people and so many different cultures. We need to learn to accept and respect each other, otherwise we will destroy ourselves from the inside. Though, that's the exact problem. Some people hate diversity, hate people that aren't like them, which that is tolerable until people act upon this resentment. That is not okay. Ever. And this is why I do what I do today. I'm pursuing a political career in which I will continue to oppose the negativity and discrimination. I want to better the lives of people and humanity in the world. This is also the reasoning for my involvement in clubs like Joining Generations, where we interact with elderly who may feel unloved and left behind. Model United Nations, where we create resolutions to international conflicts, and Black Student Alliance, or BSA. BSA is actually very important to me, not only because I created it in my school and am the president, but because of our purposes. There are multiple goals of BSA, but they are primarily to unite the divided students of color in my school and district, to battle stereotypes and oppression of Black people, and to educate people about African American history and culture. It's a very successful club, and I'm proud to talk about it. I have members of different cultures and races. It's amazing. Though, when I was starting this club, not even officially established yet, I faced opposition and racism. It wasn't severe, but still effective, being simple comments. Upon glance of the name, Black Student Alliance, that called for racist remarks and jokes, and it shouldn't have. There is no valid justification for it. I should be able to have this club without anything like that. But it happened, and it happens to people. Similar to my father, I don't let it bother me. It only motivates me even more to promote positivity, diversity, love, happiness, equality, and respect every single day of my life. That is my motivation. Without positivity and optimism, I wouldn't have these successes, because positivity is what pushes you to do your best and to reach your dreams. Being negative only limits your potential. The smiles and happiness of others is what motivates me. I care and love every person, even those who've done me wrong, because you never know their whole story. Everyone's life is priceless, valuable, and worth fighting for. To make the person next to me smile is my motivation. That's it. It sounds so simple, but is so complex. I want to fight for you, because you matter. Your voice matters. Your opinion matters. Your beliefs matter. Your happiness matters. Your happiness motivates me. Your smile motivates me. You motivate me. That is my story. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Positive Charge. Jada has shared such a beautiful story, and I hope from that story you see the beauty of life today and every day as you move forward. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day.